It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The organization Literacy Network cites 1 in 7 adults in Dane County struggles with low literacy, and that means that's tens of thousands of people. We examine the demand for services over decades, and you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. You can add comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Robin Ryan is Executive Director of Literacy Network. Robin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for inviting us on your show this morning.
Yes, so Literacy Network turning 50 this year. How have the needs of adults wanting to learn to read and other literacy skills, how has that changed since 1974?
I think the biggest factor is just the numbers are increasing. We served about 70 people when we started in the mid-70s, and last year we served over 1,440 students. So the demand is just getting bigger every year.
What might be behind that demand? What's going on?
I think certainly immigration trends, the growth in population due to immigration is probably about 25% in Dane County. So part of it is we have a lot of students coming in who want to learn English so they can integrate into the community. And then we still also serve adults who grew up in the U.S., but for whatever reason in their education background didn't acquire the skills they need to succeed. So we still have native speakers coming in for basic language skills and GED preparation. But really the growth is on the immigration side.
Have like advancements in technology affected demand? I wonder, you know, what about the effects of digital literacy skills?
That certainly one of the things we do is provide training on and instruction on computer skills. So those basic skills of reading, writing, math, and now computer skills, people coming in just so they can communicate in daily life, but also for employment, wanting to have those basic digital skills. And that's both our native speakers and our people who are learning English.
When everything went virtual in the pandemic, what did Literacy Network learn from that type of experience?
Well, like every other place in the country, we offered digital services. So we moved over to Zoom classes for our students and also did a lot of support because a lot of our students were in jobs that were immediately lost during the pandemic. So we did a lot of resource support for our students and offered the digital, the Zoom classes. We needed to provide a lot of people computers and just access to internet in order to participate in those classes. So we became better at providing the technical the computers. And then when the pandemic eased, we learned that some people really wanted to stay on Zoom. They're working, they're perhaps have kids at home, and it was a nice addition to be able to have Zoom classes, particularly for the learners who had higher English language skills. But for the basic level and lower level students, they wanted to come back in person. So almost all of our programming is back in person.
Okay, that face-to-face component is still strong in building literacy skills. Is that a takeaway there?
That's a takeaway. And just the camaraderie and support and community. We are working with students from over 85 countries. And having a place in Madison where you can come and feel community and feel support is certainly part of it, in addition to having that face-to-face language practice.
We're talking about adult literacy education. Robin Ryan is Executive Director of Literacy Network that is based in Dane County. And you can join in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. And now let's hear from Angie Rojas Agudelo, a human resource generalist with Dane Manufacturing. That's a metal fabrication company in Wanakee. Angie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning. So Dane Manufacturing sponsors classes through Literacy Network for its employees. Can you explain what needs Dane Manufacturing employees have?
Yes. Well, a couple of years ago, we started getting a lot of new employees whose second language was English. So it came out of our employees. They know Dane is very supportive, and they had the idea that maybe I, as a bilingual staff there, could teach them English. And they said they would put together some money and pay me so I could teach them off-site. And I said, well, thank you so much for trusting me to do that. Let's look at maybe some better options. I know that teaching a second language is not just something someone can do when they're bilingual. There's some instruction you can take, there's studies, so there's other people that are trained for that. So we brought this up to our leadership and they were very supportive. They said, let's go for it. And we connected with Literacy Network. One of the things that we liked about Literacy Network's approach was that they have evidence-based best practice for teaching a second language. So that was huge. And we have seen the results from that in this a few semesters we've had Literacy Network come to our shop.
Yeah, so you see a change. What effects have you noticed from workers who take classes for English as a second language?
Well, right away, the first semester we did, we noticed a great improvement in their confidence of trying to speak English. We realized that some of them were at a very beginner level because Literacy Network does testing at like a baseline testing. And so some others have a few skills that they had developed either because they studied English before in their countries or had some exposure, or they've been here in the country for a few years. So some of them needed just that confidence to be able to start trying to speak English. And we saw that right away. And then after a couple semesters, when Literacy Network repeated the testing, we saw the increase. Most everybody went up levels.
Robin, what are the classes like for students who speak another first language?
Well, all of our classes are immersion classes in English, and we use curricula, and we do have leveled classes here at our facility and some places across the county, as well as with some employers. We also have kind of looser leveled classes at schools and community centers and libraries all across Dane County, so the classes are really accessible. And we also have, beyond the traditional instructor led classes, we have lots of tutoring classes where we bring together eight pairs of students and volunteer tutors, and our staff write lesson plans for each individual pair every week. So this is wonderful because we have, and this goes back 50 years, we've always had tremendous, wonderful pool of volunteers in Dane County. And we have, over the years, figured out how to make best use of the volunteers so that they are provided support and students get that one-on-one individualized attention. So we just have all sorts of variety of classes and all places across Dane County that's going to meet the needs of the students.
But with the increased demand, does Literacy Network have enough volunteers to meet the demand for services?
We never have enough. If we open an English language class, it fills immediately. So it's not just the volunteers, it's also the support for training and writing lesson plans and hiring more instructors. So we need always just more classes, more administrative support, and then of course more tutors. So we can always use more. We welcome tutors. Please visit our website and we'd love to have you become a tutor.
Robin Ryan leads the organization Literacy Network, serving Dane County. Angie Rojas Agudelo works in human resources at Dane Manufacturing, that's in Wanakee. Call in with a question. You can share your experiences, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Literacy skills include reading, writing, listening, and speaking. We explore how a Dane County organization seeks to meet the needs of adults to improve quality of life and job opportunities. Robin Ryan is Executive Director of Literacy Network, established 50 years ago. Angie Rojas Agudelo is in Human Resources at Dane Manufacturing. Be part of the discussion about literacy. You can call in with a question, share your thoughts, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Angie, Dane Manufacturing uses something called Pocket Talkers to better communicate with employees who aren't fluent in English. Can you explain how these Pocket Talkers work?
Yes, well, when I initially came to Dane, I was only going there part-time. And when we started hiring primarily Spanish-speaking staff, there was a language barrier, obviously, for training or when I was not there. So we looked into some devices that are called Pocket Talkers. They're almost like the Google Translate or an automatic translator. But the nice thing about it is that you talk to the device in English or Spanish, or it also works for other languages, but then it processes the translation automatically, and then you can hear it translate, play it to the person, and then the person talks back to it. And it's a small device that fits in your pocket. You can take it everywhere. So it was used for a while at the beginning. But then now, honestly, with the Literacy Network classes and me being there full time, I don't even know where we have them right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, at first, was there any stigma you noticed around the use of Pocket Talkers?
No, I think they were very receptive of, you know, this is a tool we can use. There was obviously an understanding that it was not to replace a human interpreter, but it could help for those last minute, not as important conversations. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate to have bilingual staff already that had been working with us before. So that was very helpful in the training. But we understand bilingual staff have other responsibilities, and due to some privacy and confidentiality issues, it's also good to have an interpreter.
Sure. Robin, as we look at that technology, like Pocket Talkers, I mean, there are so many apps for the phone that can also help to boost literacy. What are your impressions there about using apps like that?
Well, certainly, you know, we have people coming in speaking all different languages, and when they come in and want to enroll in classes, there are times when we use Google Translate, but really people want to be able to talk to each other one-to-one. I mean, the goal is to learn English so you can be fully part of the community. So apps certainly help. But in our classes, we're teaching English. It's all based on becoming fully proficient in English so you can participate in everything. So you don't have to rely on a device.
Angie, what kind of work are employees at Dane Manufacturing doing?
Well, at Dane Manufacturing, we're full circle. We get the raw metal and then process it all the way to shipping. It gets cut, formed, welded, sanded, polished, painted, packed, and then it gets sent out. So we have employees working along all that process. So we have employees that receive material and then load it into our machines, get them processed and out. And so we have painters, we have general laborers, shipping associates, material handlers, all different types of jobs that go along that process.
And communication among those supply chains and making things come together like that, I would imagine communication is huge.
Yes. And, you know, communication, obviously verbal and using the language, written communication. So we have some translations available. We have employees who are bilingual. And then we have a professional interpreter on staff. So it's all working together And it's really great to see that integration, like Robin was mentioning earlier, how learning English helps the community get together and learn from each other. We're seeing our English speaking employees also picking up some Spanish, and now we have a great community.
From the HR side of this, has it helped your company retain or attract new employees?
Definitely, 100%. We have a waiting list of people wanting to work at Day Manufacturing.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
And that has happened since you have been able to sponsor these English classes and really focus on the support around literacy and English as a second language.
Definitely. I think that employees see that willingness from Day Manufacturing to invest in their future, in their advancement, and the English classes are definitely a big part of that. Along other things we do at Dane, we're always promoting trainings. We have continuing education classes. We're looking into some other classes people can take. And obviously, we have the language support with the classes and with the interpretation and translation.
I think it speaks to me as an example of a company really reaching into the quality of life of employees and looking more holistically at their employee.
Yes, very much so. We want our employees to be successful inside Dane and also outside Dane. We talk to them about their benefits that they get through employment, how to call to the dentist and get an appointment, how to be seen by a doctor, all those things that are important. Understand their paycheck, taxes, how all that works that comes with also coming from another country and learning all these new things and how our systems work here in the United States.
Angie Rojas Agudelo and Robin Ryan are here. Angie at Dane Manufacturing, Robin leading adult literacy education at Literacy Network. Call in along the way, questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Robin, Literacy Network offers citizenship classes. What is covered in these classes?
Yes, we do offer citizenship classes and tutoring. And for people who are eligible to apply for citizenship, one of the things they have to do is take an exam face to face. Part of it is on English language and part of it is on civics. So we prepare people both for the English language piece of it and the civics test.
How proficient do people need to be in English in order to pass the citizenship class?
They have to be able to carry on a conversation with the examiner.
Is that a barrier? Is that difficult?
Well, we have very high success rate because we prepare people. I think without, certainly people can do this on their own, but with the support and the practice, we have almost all people, all of our students passing the test. So yes, it's difficult, but it's certainly something that our students are able to achieve.
Angie, are Dane Manufacturing employees taking the citizenship class?
And that's funny that you mentioned that because we don't offer the citizenship classes through Day Manufacturing, but we have one of our employees who's currently or was last semester taking his citizenship classes through Literacy Network.
And so making the connection there. Robin, there's been so much discussion about the trend toward the science of reading and, teaching phonics and how to teach for young kids. And it makes me wonder if the way adults are being tutored and the educational approaches, are those evolving with the science for adult literacy?
Well, I will admit that I am not an instructor and I rely on our instructors to pick the best curriculum, but we certainly stay up with what is, the evidence-based best curriculum. We and our instructors certainly stay up in the field on what we should be offering, but we haven't seen lots of changes in how we're teaching over the last, decade or so. And I will add, may I add on the
Sure.
citizenship piece
Yeah.
too? We recently were awarded a grant from U.S. Citizenship Services to provide these citizenship classes, and one of our classes is on Zoom, and we are actually going to be adding a class this summer, kind of on the northeast side of Madison. So that is again another growing part of what we do.
That is a growth area. So, in our last few moments, what might the next half century look like for Literacy Network?
Growth. I invite people to come to our 50th anniversary event. It is April 25th at Boardman Clark from 7 to 9 p.m. And you can hear stories about how our services have impacted students over the last 50 years and hear more about the needs. But certainly we need more classes, we need more volunteers, we need more support. Mm-hmm. And we suspect that we also will be also growing on the side of, for example, GED preparation. So every and citizenship. So everything is growing right now.
Scaling up. Yeah.
More is 50 years is more.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
Kate.
You for having us.
Robin Ryan, Executive Director of Literacy Network. Angie Rojas Agudelo, Human Resources Generalist at Dane Manufacturing in Wanakee. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.